Are you paying too much for that cell phone? What about extra fees on your banking or mortgage?
WTOP saves you money now with Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Great to have you back, Janet.
I'm happy to be here.
We talked a little bit about this in other aspects last week. Now let's talk about fees in our cell phones. Oh, what can we do to keep from paying more than we need to?
Well, you know, one thing that's really interesting is you should look at the bottom line on your bill. I mean, everybody, you know, looks at tries to look at the record of their calls to make sure they're not over the limit. But what really happens very often is at the bottom, there may be some third-party fees stuck onto the bill that you didn't even sign up for. There's a name for this. It's called cramming. And you might find, for example, a fee for international calling or a ringtone subscription or an insurance plan. And if you didn't pay for those things, you need to call up your cell phone provider, tell them, A, take it off your bill, and B, don't do it anymore. Tell them to block any third-party charges.
What about when we go to the bank? Are there ways to avoid all those checking charges or overdraft and ATM fees?
Well, a couple things. One thing you can do is play by the bank's rules. You can avoid fees on a checking account very often if you keep your balance at a certain level, if you use direct deposit, if you pay bills online. So, you know, play by those rules and you'll be okay. And if this doesn't, you know, if it just rankles, you just don't want to do it or you can't afford it, you know, check out a community bank or another bank, a credit union perhaps near you that is friendlier as far as having fees on their accounts.
All right, well, let's talk about mortgages now, and we want to buy or sell a home. What about mortgage fees? I mean, it seems like there's a million of them.
Exactly. I think the most annoying one is title insurance. And, of course, this is something that you do need to get the mortgage in order to clear the title as far as the lender is concerned, right? So it's required, but it can cost a bundle of money. And what people have to realize, I think, is that they don't necessarily have to use the mortgage insurer who's recommended by their agent or by their lender. They can shop themselves. And in the July issue of Kiplinger's and also on Kiplinger.com, we have a couple of websites where you can go one is called EntitledDirect.com, for example, which sells directly to consumers in 39 states. And another one is called TitleInsurance.com. So the point is you should check and see what other venues are available to buy the insurance, and you could save yourself $2,000 to $3,000, and that's a nice chunk of change.
That's a nice chunk of change. Thank you, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. There's a link to all that fine information on our website.